Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Shalom, family.
Shalom.
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 Shalom, Sister Mary.
Grace and peace, everyone.
And shalom, people online. I see you, but I don't know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family. Well, once again, we want to say grace and peace to everyone. Welcome to another episode of the
Sounds of Living Water.
I was going to call it the Spirit of Meekness.
It is.
I know it. I am going to forgive my OMO. All right, here we go. welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Water. I'm Brother Job Israel, and Sister Rhea Israel is my right hand. And tonight, Thursday night edition, we have the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study Class out of Peoria with our brother Isaiah Brown. Amen. That's right. Amen. Welcome.
Amen.
Always good to have you on deck. Grace and peace in Jesus. Well, brothers and sisters, I want to say good evening, and we want to really get into this broadcast. Brother, have an excellent lesson. An excellent lesson tonight. It's just simply the book of Ezra. That's right, the book of Ezra.
Part one.
Let me reiterate that. The book of Ezra, part one. All right? The book of Ezra, part one. Those of us that's not familiar with the book of Ezra, it's the book of the priest. Just look at it from that. That's all it is. Whatever the Lord gave these brothers, he was giving it to the priests. So let's get into this. I want to say, sisters, cover your heads. Brothers, uncover your heads. And as we stand, face Jerusalem, and we approach the Father, let's do that, and we will be turning this over to our brother, Isaiah Brown.
Amen. Amen. I thought he's about to pray his head, Brother Joe. That's why I stopped.
Oh, there we go. All right. Oh, there we have it. All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families as well. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless us because they see your light and kindness upon them. Father, have mercy on them and their children as well. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. And Father, give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Beautiful, beautiful, bro. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Brother Nakomi, you got a script for us today? Oh, well, I didn't even ask who was reading for me.
Yeah.
Was you okay, Nakomi? That's good for you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Joe's like to sit back, so I'm going to ask him to call me. Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I bring a read.
Okay.
The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of the wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness deliver from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Read Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as usual, if y'all not used to me saying it yet, well, as usual, it's time to take these scriptures up to shreds. It's time for razor blades and lemon juice. And we all know how we do on the Blog Talk Radio. If it slid us, the grace of God through time it'll heal. But grace and peace, brothers and sisters. The children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, physically and spiritually, here on the Blog Talk Radio, the Spirit of Meekness and Charity. My name is Brother Isaiah, and I'm bringing a lesson tonight. And tonight we're dealing with a beautiful and a very strong chapter in the Bible that's called the Book of Ezra. It's because the Father gave me understanding on back when I was younger, back when I was 28, you know, when I was getting my precepts together to do the Book of Ecclesiastes. But then after I finished reading the Book of Ezra, the Lord puts in my mind, Tuesday, just go ahead and put a precept together about that. So that's what we're doing tonight. I put a precept. Well, the Father allowed me to put a precept together, Book of Ezra. And when we're reading this Book of Ezra, man, we're going to be checking out a lot of stuff about the Book of Ezra. And, you know, and how the Lord showed me how to do my teaching or the doctrine that I bring to the table is simply this. We were dealing with things in metaphors. You know, we were dealing with things in a lot of truth. And we're just going to look at this thing as an eye-opener. To really look at this thing in the Book of Ezra and to see his prophets, to see the hell that they went through to get something done and to see their faith. And even though you got a whole bunch of haters and cutthroat snakes around, still put your faith in the Lord. Be angry and sin not. Have faith in the Lord. It'll get done. So we're going to be dealing with all that stuff tonight. Every last bit of it. So this might end a part three, but how it's looking, it might just be a part one and a part two. But in all, it's a beautiful lesson, and I hope that the Father allow us all to get a great understanding of the precept that's being brought forth tonight. So, ain't too much to say. All we got to do is read. So I'm pretty sure, since you guys know that the name of the precept is called the Book of Ezra, that it's very urgent and very urgent to keep your hand in the Book of Ezra, because we're going to be in Ezra all freaking night. So, Brother Nakomi, let's start this thing in the Book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. It's because we're going to read the power of God, power on who He chooses, no matter how wicked you are. That's why that's why, as being a servant of God, it's not good to point the finger, because we don't know what the Lord is doing with people. If the Lord can change up Cyrus' mind, if the Lord can change Darius' mind, if the Lord can even switch up Artaxas' mind, we're dealing with an amazing God. And even on your own time, read what the Lord did with Pharaoh, to use his mind to stir him up to be stiff-necked and hard-headed and not to even let people go. This power that God has is very powerful. That's why I understand, man, before we even get into this precept, I just want to say this, man. When you're taking care of Father Bennis, if somebody don't want to take heed to what you got to say, then it is very best for you to leave it alone and go on about your business. It's because, remember, one plant, one water, but the Lord get an increase. The sky can be blue in the sky, right? But the Lord wants that person to think it's purple for that moment. Then guess what? No matter what you say or do, that sky going to be purple to them in their eyes. But let's look at the power of God and what the power of God can do with anybody. So let's start with this out in the Book of Ezra, chapter 1. The Book of Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezra 1 and 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying,
okay, hold on right there. So this is some major power right here. If you just look at verse 1, that's major power. It said that, and it said that, so that the mouth of the things that came out of Jeremiah's mouth might be fulfilled, it said that the Lord stirred up. And the word stirred up simply just means strongly affected. So this must have been on this man heavy. Them angels must have been all on his head and in his mind. Hey, do this, do that. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Whatever. But the Lord it was strongly affected in his heart to get this thing done that was prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah. Verse 2.
2. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
Uh-huh.
Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojoineth, let the man of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides the free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem.
So what did we just learn? So what did we just learn here? Don't matter who the Lord used. If he want it done, let's go get done, regardless of the consequence, regardless of who it is. No matter how wicked the person is, it don't matter how up the man is, it don't mean nothing. The Lord can use whoever he want to use. And this man is breaking this thing down, so you know the Lord was strongly affecting Cyrus, man, because it's like he talking like he a servant of the Lord right here. Y'all get all this stuff ready for the house of God. The ones that have a willing heart, get them ready to take care of this business. If you need, so, and whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the man of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, beside the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Verse 5, go ahead.
Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. and all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things besides all that was willingly offered.
Uh-huh.
Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods.
Go ahead.
Even those did Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them unto Sheshbazzar,
uh-huh,
the prince of Judah. And
mm-hmm,
this is the number of them: 30 chargers of gold, 1,000 chargers of silver, 29 knives, 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort, 410, and other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem.
Ooh, wait! Thing is ready. Everything is done speedily. Everything and everybody is ready to take care of the Lord's business. We're building the house of God. Back home. But think for a second. They got everything ready. They got everything prepared. They have everything the Lord wants them to do with the house of God. So what should these people do? The people the people that's from the fathers of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, with all them was the God of God had raised to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. So Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites, what do you think they should do after the Lord has done this for them? Let's go in the book of Proverbs chapter 6. It's because it's a job that the Lord wants them to do. And even though it's talking about the house of the Lord, we need to look at our business the exact same way when the Lord gives us something to do, because they did it speedily. So let's go into the book of Proverbs chapter 6. It's because we understand that the Lord wants us to do something. And should we be lagging, taking time, you know, just BSing or whatever? Or should we just go ahead and get it done? Let's find out what we should do. So we're in the book of Proverbs chapter 6. Read verse 4, and we go skip. The book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4, and then we go skip.
Proverbs,
did you get it?
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids.
So after they got the instruction of preparing the house of the Lord, they got all the gold, all the jewelry, all the knives, everything they need. Now you got your job done now, right? You know what you need to be doing. And what we read in the book of Proverbs 6 is give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thy eyelids. Don't be lazy on this thing. Skip down to verse 6. This is what they did, and this is what we should do, whatever the Lord put in our heart to do. Read verse 6.
6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways, and be wise.
Amen. So that's exactly what they did. They've been wise in taking care of the Lord's business and preparing the house of the Lord. And we need to look at the exact same thing, too, when it's time for us to take care of our business. We're supposed to also go to the ant and consider the ant ways. And whenever you look at the ant, what is the ant doing? It's always working. It's always doing things. It's always getting things ready for the colony. Show much love to the queen, and they work. It don't matter if you throw some glue or some fire down on their little colony. Guess what? They still working. Everybody's still working. So this is what the priest, this is what Judah and Levi and the rest of the children of Israel is doing. They're not giving slumber to their eyes. They go into the ant. They consider their ant ways, and they're about to take care of the Father's business and preparing the house of the Lord. So now let's go back into the book of Ezra, chapter 3. The book of Ezra is chapter 3. Start at verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezra chapter 3 and starting at the one.
Mm-hmm.
And when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and the brethren, and built the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings thereon, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
Go ahead.
And they set the altar upon his base, for fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening.
Right,
they
so it could be a little scary sometimes taking care of a little business, but remember, if the Father is with you, who can be against you? They said they was a little worried about it, but guess what? They still kept doing the business. Verse 4.
They kept also the Feast of Tabernacle, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offering by number, according to the custom, as the duty of every day required.
Uh-huh.
And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and of everyone that willingly offered a free will offering unto the Lord.
Oh, so I think that's why I see that it was a good idea to go into the book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4, comma 6. It's because we read about not giving this slumber to your eyes, and we also realized that the book said to go to the end and consider her ways. But when you read the book of Ezra chapter 3 and the verses that we're reading here tonight, you just see everybody on their business. Everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. It said that they offered the continual offering both to the new moons and of all the said feasts of the Lord that were consecrated, and everyone that willingly offered a free will offering to the Lord. And it said they kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, that is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. Get on the business. No slacking, no laziness, no slumbering. It is time to take care of the Lord's business. Verse 6.
6. From the first day of the seventh month began they to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord, by the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. They gave money also unto the masons and the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and to them of Tyre, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the grant that they had of Cyrus king of Persia.
Amen. Skip down to verse
now,
10.
10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shout with a great shout when they praise the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
Go ahead.
But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy.
Now hold on one second. Now this really stuck out to me right here. You know, and this is in verse 12 is something we should be mindful of. I don't give a damn if the Lord had you to make a stick and wrap it up together in some glue. If that's the best you can do, that's the best you can do. It's because, of course, it don't come close to the building that Solomon done built. Hey, but guess what? The Lord, have respect unto their work anyway. Like, for example, when you read about Jesus and a woman that that only had 2 pence, like 2 little pennies or whatever, like 2 little coins, the Lord says she gave more than all the other people that did offer to the church. That was all she had, and that was the best she can do. So as the same point in time is what we need to understand is that we shouldn't be looking at this big old great glorious thing. We all supposed to work with our own hands, and we all supposed to do the best that we can do of taking care of the Lord's business. So you know, so when you're looking at the priests that remember the old temple, you know, they was all sad and stuff like that because they didn't come close to the one that Solomon built. But the other people that didn't get a chance to see it, you know, they was happy and they was with joy. But the whole thing is that, hey, it's supposed to be a great day because they're taking care of the Father's business. And the foundation is complete. Verse 13.
So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off.
Amen. I'll be happy too, God. The foundation is set. Everything is going according to plan. But verse 4 is another story. I mean, not verse 4. I meant to say chapter 4. Chapter 4 is another story. And this is one thing. This in the book of Ezra is another thing that we need to take heed to and look at how they handle situations. It's because remember, when you're taking care of the Lord's business, you always got haters, some little snakes, some little backbiters, somebody love starting hell and havoc. You always get somebody around to mingle with something or to try to mess up something. So now they mind their business, taking care of their little business, but you always get them haters around, right? Let's read about these haters. Let's go into Ezra chapter 4, verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 7, and we're going to skip. The book of Ezra chapter 4, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezra chapter 4, starting at the 1. Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity built the temple unto the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers and said unto them, let us build with you, for we seek your God, as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyr, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel a king as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, hath commanded us.
Oh, so it's then like, so basically, it's simple. No, you can't help us, right? You would have thought they would have went on by their business, but let's see how they. Let's see their real colors. Let's look at Judas and Benjamin's their adversaries. Let's look at their adversaries' real color. Go ahead and read.
Verse 4. Then the people of the land weakened the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. And hired
right, so verse 4 said, did the people of the land weaken the hands of the people of Judah and troubled them in building? So if it said that they troubled them, so basically it means hard, difficult, stressful. So they made it hard to finish this building up. They made it difficult for them to build this thing up, and they made it stressful for building this thing up. It's just because they told them they couldn't do it. So now since we can't do it, we're going to show our whole ass now. Watch how good y'all, let's see how good y'all going to build it now. We got all our haters, we got all our BS and nonsense that's coming right along with us to make sure y'all don't get this stuff done. And we have to be aware of this thing as well. It's because when the Lord give us business to do, you're going to always have somebody trying to mess it up. Best believe that. You might be an R&B singer for the Lord. Be careful with that. Somebody might be around trying to mess that up. You might be an artist. You might be something. poetry, whatever. A teacher, anything. When you're taking care of the Lord's business and you're serious about this thing, you're always going to have somebody around to try to mess it up.
Amen. Amen. I'm a witness.
Amen. You always got to keep an eye out and an eye opener is because people go show you. Because remember, a liar or a snake or a bogus behind person can only pretend for so long before the Lord opens the sheets up on them. And the Lord was, hey, to be honest, I'm looking at the mercy of God right here. It's because it was instant. It seemed like it was instant when they told him no. So even though they went through a little hardship and difficulty and made things stressful for them when they was building the house of the Lord, but at the same point of time is I'd rather get the annoying and frustration now than have to make a, instead of making the mistake that Joshua made and making a league with the enemy and have to suffer for it forever. I would rather know now.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 5.
And hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign.
Hold on. Did y'all catch that? It said, and hired counselors against them? So you mean to tell me that they about to get paid for lying now? On the Lord's children? Surely they ain't gonna lie just for the hell of it. You gotta give up something for it. But remember, be mindful of this. Very mindful of this. If it happened to them, it can dang on sure happen to us. Watch your surroundings. Watch what you say and watch what you do. And that's why we read the book of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4, to go to the aunt and consider her ways. Because if you're too busy focused on the father's business, you ain't going to have time to get leaned into some folly. But we read verse 5, it said that these adversaries of Judah and Benjamin hired counselors against them to frustrate the purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. So, man, how long do y'all think that was? But when you read this book, it always seemed like they still kept a good report and a good behavior towards these people. So we need to be mindful of that as well. No matter how long they're around, still keep a good report. Still humble yourself. Still remember those fruits of the Spirit. Still remember you are serving the God regardless of how the way they treat you. Verse 6.
And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah in Jerusalem.
Hold up. So hiring counselors wasn't good enough. Frustrating the plan of God wasn't good enough for these people. Why do you think it wasn't good enough for them? It's because they wasn't reacting on their BS and folly. They're probably ignoring them left and right. They ain't saying nothing to them, but constantly kept going to that aunt and considering her ways and being about the business. So if they plan to frustrate you and piss you off ain't working, then who you think is really getting mad and frustrated? The people was, their adversaries was getting more frustrated and pissed off. And so it got to the point that they got so mad and angry and pissed off, now they want to write a bogus-ass letter. To frustrate the Lord's plan and business.
Amen, bro. Amen. Right. False witnesses.
So we're doing this book of Ezra, but these servants you see, like Zerubbabel and the rest of them, look at yourself as one of them. If it happened to them, believe it happened to you. So this is our strength as well while reading this book. When people try to frustrate our plan that the Lord got us to do. If the Lord allowed it to happen to them and it was talking about building the house for the Lord, what makes you think it ain't going to come to you?
Amen.
So let's be mindful of this thing. Verse 7.
7. And in the days of Artaxerxes, wrote Bishlam, Mithridath, Tabeel, and the rest of the companions of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, and the writing of the letter was written in the Syrian tongue and interpreted in Syrian tongue.
Okay, that's good, because we got to, because we step in here, we're going to be here all night, and I want to be here all night. So what we did is we just go skip around now. But, bro, you're doing some amazing reading tonight, bro. Amazing reading. So when you look at the verse 6, it says, and in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, wrote they unto him an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem, right? And then it said, in the days of Artaxerxes, wrote Bishlam, I'll say them words later. It was a bogus letter. They wrote a bogus letter until Artaxerxes. Now, skip down to verse 11, and let's read some of this stuff about this bogus letter. Skip down to verse 11, and we can read 11 through 14, and we go skip again. So, Ezra chapter 4, verse 11, when you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezra chapter 4, verse 11. This is the copy of the letter that they sent unto him, even unto Artaxerxes the king, thy servants, the men of this side, the river, and at such a time. Be it known unto the king that the Jews which come up from thee to us are come unto Jerusalem, building the rebellious and bad city, and have set up the walls thereof, and joined the foundations. Be it known now unto the king that if this city be built, and the walls set up again, then will they not pay toll, tribute, and custom, and so thou shalt in damage in the revenue of the kings. Now, because we have maintenance from the king's palace, and it was not meet for us to see the king's dishonor, therefore have we sent and certified the king.
Now, look at all this mess. Now, they mad in their business. And remember, they didn't do this on their own. The Lord stirred up Cyrus' heart to have them do it. So why are you pointing a finger at them for building the temple? I mean, for building the house of the Lord anyway. They slick. They think they're going to frustrate the Lord's plan and ain't nothing going to get done. But no matter how long or no matter how frustrating something be, still hold on. Because right now we just going through stuff that we just got to go through. Joseph went through it and a whole bunch of rest of John the Baptist went through it, even though he lost his life, but he got a crown at the end of the day. So it's just show us, man, that, hey, you go get lied on. They lied on the Most High. They lied on John the Baptist. Paul had some lies. They even lied on Peter, and Peter was going to get slew.
Amen.
So if this happened to them, what makes you think it's not going to happen to us? So when you know you're doing right, just be prepared just for in case to have something bogus said about you to frustrate the Lord's plan. But they chopping up real good. They chopping this thing up real good. Kissing major booty right now. Think that they slick. Liars always think they slick. Skip down to 21.
Give ye now commandment to cause these men to cease, and that this city be not builded, until another commandment shall be given from me. Take heed now that ye fail not to do this. Why should damage grow to the hurt of the kings? Now, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rahum and Shimshai, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then
did y'all catch
the work
that? Hold on. Did y'all catch that? It said, verse 23, now when the copy of the king Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. So you know they couldn't wait to get word back again. When I was reading this whole picture, man, I stopped smirking a little bit. I bet their thirst level was on 100. I can see them running with their skirts with their stick in their hand. Hey, y'all, stop. Y'all ain't got to break it down. Tear it down. What y'all doing? Get them out of here. Y'all can't do this no more. We got a letter from the king. Y'all got to stop. I can just see it. You know, y'all know it's probably some customers thrown back and forth. They probably grabbed him by the afro, the dread, smacked him around a little bit, probably did something. But when they got their letter back, they moved with hate. Because they thought they won. Verse 24.
Then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia.
Oh, so it says cease. So cease means stop. So after all that hell and hate about, they think they slick. The haters and the snakes thought they won. They thought they got away. But remember, Bruce, physically and spiritually, that's listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show tonight, we still got to be a servant of God regardless if they stop to work or not. Because a lot of us get in these certain type of situations and lose our temper.
Right.
Because trust me, it happened to me a couple of times when I lost a job or two. I wasn't thinking so Christian in my mind. I'll just be honest.
Amen.
Elbows and body slam was on my mind. Because this happened to me before. I got lied on at work. You know what I'm saying? When I was working for this company under Caterpillar, SC2. And you know, my boss. let me tell y'all a little story. Let me tell y'all a story. I worked there, right? It was messy pay anyway, so I didn't really care for it, you know. But my boss didn't know what he was. He didn't have a clue what he was doing. And you know, and when you're dealing with Caterpillar parts, them parts get so big. And my job was to band them. My job was to untape the tape. My job was to pick the things up and get them repainted, and then scan them to the computer and send them out to the country. That was my job. Not to mention, one piece almost weighed a ton. So just imagine all the machines you got to drag just to get that thing up.
Mm.
I wasn't even properly taught on none of that stuff, right? Mm. And then I was talking, and you know what I'm saying? And this guy from the other side decided to come help me. And guess what? We started talking about the Bible every single day. You know, he had his own understanding of something, but if I could remember, I'm pretty sure he had an understanding that he was an Israelite.
Amen.
But I can't remember that, so I'm not going to quote that too much. But we was talking about the Bible a lot. You know, we laughing and talk, we banning stuff up, and he was showing me how to do things the proper way. Man, I must have came in the next day, got pulled right into the office and said that I was caught lollygagging and horse playing with the employees. I said, who'd you hear this from? They said, we heard it from a lot of people. I said, oh, really? Did you not know that my boss don't even know what he's doing and the other guy was generous enough to come help me out? They let it slide, right? The next week, they pulled me in office and fired me. I'm talking about they did it with haste. I honestly believe because they heard us talking about the Bible. But they came with hate. I'll talk about it because, you know, because when you work back there with the metal parts, you got the metal head on, and you also got those metal shields, the metal things that stay on your boots. They snatched those things off. Could y'all just imagine the strength I needed not to try to knee them in the face for doing that? I'm already frustrated. I'm like, oh, are you serious? I went to the office. 5 minutes later, I was already sitting at a bus stop smoking a cigarette. That's how quick they got me out of there. So it happens to us. That's why it's best for us to be aware. And remember, if we react, we know better. And how could the Lord take care of business for us if we're not doing right?
Amen.
So even though going back into the book about where Zerubbabel and Benjamin and Levite and the priests and stuff, when they had to cease from the work of God, they just had to cease from the work of God until the time was appointed. But it's something we need to be mindful of. Let's look at the thing we need to be mindful of. Let's go into the book of Psalms, chapter 125, verse 1. The book of Psalms, chapter 125, verse 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Psalms 125, verse 1. When you get in the Comey, go ahead and read.
Psalms 125 and 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever.
So that's the very first thing. So that's the very first thing we need to understand here is that we need to trust in the Lord. Oh, we got a little feedback, y'all. Just let you guys know. We got a little bit of feedback. Just to let you guys know. They that trust in the Lord should be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. So wherever we go through in life, remember, we always got to put our trust in the Lord. Verse 2.
As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever.
But first thing first is that we got to put our trust in the Lord. If we put our trust in the Lord, he ain't going to remove us, and he's going to always be round about us. We got to stay right. And the reason why is because of verse 3. Read verse 3.
3. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity.
Woo-wee! So, let's check this out. Verse 3. So remember, they made the prophets and the priests to cease for a little season. But remember, you cannot put forth your hand to wickedness. It says, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. So if they were to put their hands towards iniquity, that means the rod of the wicked would have rested upon the lot of the righteous if they did that. So when they had to cease from the work of the Lord, and if they were to get all crazy and hey, if I can stop fighting, then what do you think would happen? Would have been a lot. It probably would have been a lot of bloodshed that day, because they just got the right from the king. They just got the right from the king. So the best thing to do is to put your trust in the Lord and hold your peace, and let the Lord deal with this folly and madness that we read in the book of Ezra tonight. Verse 4.
Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts.
So that's another blessing thing right there. That's good, bro. That's all we need. Verse 4, do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. So, hey, do good unto O Lord, unto those that be good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they had to cease, but still do good. Because the Lord is going to get built it. Regardless, they might put a couple of needles on the road, or a couple of nails, or a couple of bricks. But guess what? We got all our equipment to repair to get it back up anyway. So we put the emergency lights on for right now. But guess what? At a point in time, the Lord will come and fix that car up so we can keep driving. but we just got to make sure we stay right. So let's go to Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Ephesians chapter, the book Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. 4:26. We go read verses 26 and verse 27. The book Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Ephesians 4:26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
That's for
neither
anybody.
Give place to the devil.
That's for anybody. Be ye angry and sin not. So of course I knew Zerubbabel and there was angry. But guess what? They had to remember that they had to put their faith in the Lord. And don't let that sun go down on your wrath because they just put a couple of bumps on the road. Stopped it for a little bit, but guess what? We are still commanded to put our trust in the Lord. We are still commanded to be angry and sin not. We are still commanded to not to let the sun go down upon our wrath. Because guess what? If Zerubbabel and the elders and the priest of Israel did let the sun go upon a wrath, then they would have gave, in verse 27, they would have gave the devil a place to play with them. A little playground to play with, because when you're mad and angry, guess what? You're not thinking like a servant of God no more. Because remember, they was already frustrating their work anyway. They was already making the work of God difficult anyway. They already had their liars and they BS anyway. And now they just got the commandment from the king to put a hold or a stop for the servants of God to cease from taking care of the Lord's business. That's a whole bunch of room to be angry, but they still had to hold their peace and get the thing done right. Because we need to be mindful. When we're mad and angry and frustrated, then we sometimes tend to stop thinking like a servant of God. And then that's the way for that devil to slide his sneaky stuff in and make more trouble out of the matter. So the book is telling in verse 27 to neither give place to the devil. Don't let that sun go out upon your wrath. And that's why we're reading this book of Ezra, because they did this thing wonderful. They did a little, part two is going to be a couple of switch-ups. But right now, so far, they're doing pretty good. And because they put their trust in the Lord, because they made the Lord the rock of their salvation, because they was angry and they didn't sin not, now the Lord can play his part right. Let's look and see how the Lord played his part right. Let's go in the book of Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. All right, bro, we reading the whole chapter, okay? We're reading verses 1 through 17. And I would have a lookout for me because I'm going to be cutting you off here and there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 1. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Ezra 5, starting at the 1. Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah, in Jerusalem, in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them.
Mm-hmm.
Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them.
So
at
just
same
for a
time,
little time, you know, just for a little time, a little here and there, you know, we'll let you, you know, we'll stop dealing with this work. But guess what? The father business will always stand. You put a little season to it. You put a little stop to it. But this time, let's look at how thing reacted. Let's look at how it's different than how it was the first time with BS and liars. Go ahead and read.
Verse 3. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor of this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and their companions, and said thus unto them, who have commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them, after this manner, what are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned, answered by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor of this side, the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and his companions, Parsite, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus unto Darius the king of all peace: be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judah to the house of the great God, which is built with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prosperous in their hands. Then asked we those elders, and said unto them, thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also, to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and built the house that was built those many years ago, which a king, great king of Israel, built it and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon.
So now but check this first thing out right here. So check this thing right here. The hell with our names, we got business to do. Don't be worrying about our names. We ain't ceasing from this work. We're taking care of the Father's business. And if you want to know what we're doing what the Father told us to do. Because our fathers had a great king to set up it up the first time. Then Nebuchadnezzar came and tore that thing down because of our own foolishness. And we are commanded to build this thing up again, chopping this whole thing up. Go ahead and read.
13. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God, and the vessels also of God, gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them unto the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, take these vessels and go carry them unto the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be built in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem, and since that time, even until now, have it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now, therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter.
Amen. So it's obvious that these other, so it's obvious right here. I was reading this, I'm looking like, hold up. It's obvious that these other kings didn't know that Cyrus had this stuff written. So you got all those liars going back trying to write all these letters and try to frustrate the hands of the Lord. But it's obvious that they didn't know that all this other stuff was written that Cyrus had in the papers. The papers of this letter. It's obvious he didn't know that. So now let's go right into the book. So let's see what the kings think of this right here. Now let's go into the book. So let's go into Ezra 6, verse 1. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Ezra chapter 6 and 1. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Amitah in the palace that is in the province of the Medes a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus, the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem, that the house be built, the place where they offer sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits, with tree rolls of great stone and the roll of new timber, and let the expense be given out of the king's house, and also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought unto Babylon, and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, everyone to his place, and place them in the house of God.
Yeah, now things starting to look up. Things starting to look up. Go ahead.
Now, therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shetar-Boznai, and your companions, Apharsashites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in this place.
Like I said before, just wait a little, just hold on a little bit. It'll come through. All come through. Go ahead and read.
Verse 8, moreover, I make a decree what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expense be given unto these men, that they be not hindered, and that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from this house, and being set up, let him be hung thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. In the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God, which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed.
Stop.
Then.
That's all we need. What a massive, awesome blessing that is. And now you don't have to worry about those snake losers anymore. Because guess what? Anybody that come against you, what's going to happen to them? I have made a decree, whatsoever shall alter this word, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. So guess what? You ain't got to worry about him no more. and the God that have caused his name to dwell there destroy all kings, absolute as all kings, and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God, which is at Jerusalem, I, Darius, have made a decree, let it be done with speed. So this is telling us something big here. Whatever the Father got set forth to do, it's going to happen. Whatever he put our hands to do, and we do it right, it's going to happen. No matter who's around that's trying to frustrate the plan of God or to try to mess things up, as long as we don't put forth our hand to wickedness, guess what? It's going to happen. And since the elders played their part right and they get all crazy and havoc, guess what? They were still able to build the house of the Lord. Patience, long-suffering, temperance, and my favorite verse, Proverbs 6, they still went to that end and did this thing speedily to take care of the Lord's business. So let's go into the book of Psalms chapter 28. And we have three more after this. It's because what we're about to read is all what the priest did, the priest and Zerubbabel and them. Book of Psalms 28. The book of Psalms chapter 28, verses 6 through 9. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Psalms 28, and picking it up at the 6th.
Yes, sir.
Let's be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever.
And Zerubbabel and the priests and the other elders, hey, they got a taste of the book of Psalms 28, verses 6 through 9. It's because it says, blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. So regardless of what was going on during that time of building the house of the Lord, they understood that the Lord was their strength and their shield. And their mind trusted in him. And because their mind trusted in him, the Lord helped them. And since the Lord helped them, you already know when you're dealing with the foundation, is that they greatly rejoiced. And with my song will I praise him. And then you go to verse 8, it says, the Lord is my strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointing. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. They got a taste of that. They got a taste of all that. And that's the same thing we can get a taste of when we put our trust in the Lord and not to deal with folly, but to do the best we can to stay on the Lord's business. Let's go to the book of Psalms chapter 37. Book of Psalms 37, just one verse, verse 5.
Psalms 37 and 5?
Psalms 37 and 5, yes, sir. Just that one verse.
Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
And that's all they did. They committed thy way unto the Lord. They trusted also in him. And, hey, he made sure that all that they did with their hands of making the house of the Lord speedily, it came to pass because they trusted in him. Now, let's go on to the last spot. Let's go to the book of Micah chapter 7. Micah chapter 7, verse 5. We're going to read 5 through 7, and this will be it. The book of Micah chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Micah chapter 7, starting at the 5. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a God. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
Don't trust no man, no woman, nobody. But put your trust in the Lord. Go to the end, consider her ways. And the best way to, and a good way to do it is to check out the servants that did in the book of Ezra and see how they did this thing speedily. And regardless of all the BS and havoc that they had to deal with the people because of their madness and folly and lies, they still waited on the Lord and took care of his business. And I hope y'all got some of this lesson. I thank y'all for your time.
Now, didn't you just do a lesson about desiring the milk more than the meat? And then here you come. Didn't he just do a lesson? Didn't he just do am I mistaken? Did I just hear a lesson, desire the milk more than the meat? Did I just hear his lesson?
Yeah.
And then he go in on Ezra. One of the... These two, Ezra and Nehemiah is probably one of the two, these two dudes set up the temple for Jesus Christ. And you go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then show, look, you're going to have people, man, you're going to be about the Father's business, man, building the kingdom, building the place for the Lord. And people gonna try to frustrate you.
Mm-hmm.
People is gonna try to cause all kind of, like you said, havoc. But they gonna sign their names to their own death.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kingdom work. When they went back to Ezra and they signed that petition, that was against their life. They're going to have to face the God of Israel in judgment with that. They're going to have to face the God of Israel that put it in the king's mind to build a temple in the first place, that they signed a letter with their names on it against. That they wanted to disrupt the work of God.
Mm-hmm.
That they wanted to sidetrack or belittle the work of God.
Yes, sir.
You know, it was something you said. You said, no matter what, just keep focusing on the Lord. And to this effect, he said, you keep doing what you're doing, the Lord is going to deal with them in the end.
Right.
And in the end, your word is going to be established and theirs going to come to an end. I'm sitting up here, man. I'm like, I want to read this one verse here. And it was in Ezra 4:1. And it says, it's now when the adversary of Judah and Benjamin. Heard that the children of Israel of the captivity build a temple unto the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel, which in Zechariah, the Lord said, he gonna build, in Ezekiel, he gonna build a temple that Jesus is coming back to. Dude, they don't even want it, man. They don't want none of that. You don't know what God is doing. You don't know what God is doing. You don't know what's in his plan. And you could be putting your hands to the worst thing you could ever put your fire, the hands. It ain't just the worst kind of fire you could have set your hand to. Just like you said, you don't know what somebody's doing. You just better mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what somebody's doing. Zerubbabel is going to build the temple that the Christ is coming back in. He's going to build it. This man, in verse 2, he's going to build it. And these people wrote a letter with their name on it against him. Are we kidding ourselves? Are we kidding ourselves? Ooh. And all of these worlds going to be destroyed. But their names are not, because they already signed their names to it.
Mm-hmm.
And sealed themselves with death. Not just this world, but eternal. Because the kingdom is eternal, and that's what they signed, that's what they spoke again. Great precept, bro. Great precept, man. And the book tell you, man, your adversary, the devil, is going about seeking whom he may devour or whom he may destroy, looking for the weak among us. That was the devil rose up against them brothers.
Right.
That's who it was. That was the devil that was trying to stop the work, and he used the weak among the world. That's what he said, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. He used the weak among the world to disrupt the work of God.
That doting spirit.
Man, there you go. Desire the milk of the word. Desire the milk of the word. Okay, bruh. All right. And here you come. I yield the mic, man. Great lesson, man. Great lesson, brother. Great lesson. Loved it. Amen.
All praise to the Father.
Shalom.
Shalom, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying great lesson. Like I'm saying, we're going to go through some things, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be things that come against us. But another thing is, You people in the Bible live their name.
Amen.
Ezra wanted to rebuild the wall. His name is Ezra, means help.
Mm.
God used the nation. He used another nation to help him rebuild the wall.
All right.
He was counted as a helper, and he also was a person that people was willing to help. So he lived his name, which is help. See, it looked like he couldn't have done it on his own, with his own strength, but God gave him help. So like I'm saying, it was in him for people to give whatever, if it was connected to God, it was in him, in his spirit, imprinted on him, that the help would be granted unto him. So, like I'm saying, but great precept, brother. Like I'm saying, everything is not easy, but like I'm saying, keep on working. You can say this thing is spiritual. You don't see what God, I'm saying, sometimes we can't pay attention and see what God is doing until it actually happens. So great lesson, I'm saying, and letting us understand, hey, it's saying everything is not going to be easy. This thing is not glorious. It don't look glorious, but keep on going forward. Great precept.
Amen. All praises, bro. And, bro, that was some amazing reading you did tonight, man. Big blessing, man. Thanks for reading for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amen.
So do you have any more word in tonight?
Hey, bro, I found the script with Zerubbabel. It says this. It says, this is Zechariah chapter 4. And it says, so I answered and spake to the angel and talked with me, what are these, Lord, my Lord? Zechariah chapter 4 and 5. Then the angel that talked with me answered and said, knowest thou now what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house. His hands also shall finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it. They don't want it. This brother's going to finish it. He's going to lay the cornerstone of the temple that the Lord is going to walk in Ezekiel chapter 43. He's going to lay that cornerstone right there. The one that he said in Ezekiel chapter 41 that this river of living water is going to flow out of and heal the whole world. He the one that's going to lay the foundation for it. He going to lay the cornerstone for it. That's how the Lord felt about what he did. Bro, this is a heavy piece, man. And you got to be faithful. And you can't let the wicked disrupt you. You can't let the wicked discourage you, and you can't let them derail the work that the Lord put in you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Great lesson, brother. Great lesson. Any closing comments to the precept tonight, Jude?
But that Ezra is a powerful book, man. You know, I left off at chapter 5, got to work and finished. That's how much I was reading. So my next journey is the book of Nehemiah. Tonight, you know, like the lesson said, man, you know, whatever you put your hands to, man, do with your might. And just to be aware and, you know, and to put your trust in the Lord. And the main thing I really understood about the precepts tonight is that we really need to take heed and make sure that we don't put forth our hands to wickedness.
Amen.
Because the wicked can't touch us unless we put forth our hands to wickedness. So just think about getting stolen on. If you don't put your hands on that person, they're most likely going to get stolen on. But if you put your hands to something wicked, then they go probably do something wicked to you. Thing is just to make sure to always maintain excellence of character and to always remember that we really, really need to put our faith in the Most High God and just take care of that business. And like Proverbs 6, verses 4, comma 7 say, go to the ant and consider her ways and be about your father's business. I get a mic.
Amen, Jude. Amen.
Amen.
So with that being said, we want to say great precept, man. Great precept, the book of Ezra, coming from the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study Class, the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class out of Peoria. You just heard from your brother Isaiah Brown, the teacher of the Bible study, and the brother was reading for him was Brother Nehemiah Israel. of the Nation of Peace. You can also hear his precepts on Wednesday night. And from what we understand, he is going to bring some dynamic insight on the Bible code in the upcoming week. So you want to be prepared for that. Also, tomorrow night, Friday night, is the Commonwealth of Israel Bible study class. Also here at the same time, same channel of the Sounds of Living Waters, 8 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. You have the Commonwealth of Israel, and we are in part three of the Fruits of the Spirit. And we will be wrapping that up. And then the Sabbath day, forgive me, this, I'm already in the beginning of the week. The Sabbath day, all right, we're dealing with all about Eve, part two. And we want to continue with that precept. We haven't quite finished telling her story. Remember, we're talking about her story before she even came into the world. She was still being written in Genesis chapter 1 when he said in the beginning. Her story was being written there. It just didn't come to play until the sixth day because that's when her story was supposed to be fulfilled. We're still dealing with that. And then Sunday, we'll be back again. Not quite sure yet what's going to take place on Sunday. That's an open door, but we have open Sunday morning breakfast brunch. You want to be here, that's 10 o'clock a.m. as well. So 10 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. You want to be back here again for the Sounds of Living Waters Bible study class. So with all of that being said, I want to thank Brother Isaiah Brown and the Spirit of Meekness Bible Study Class
and charity
Bible Study Class out of Peoria once again. Great precept, brother. Great precept.
Yeah.
Out of the Book of Ezra. Man, that's heavy. Great precept, brother.
Amen.
I want to thank us again for that. And God willing, we live. We can be back here tomorrow to take part in a Father's Sabbath together.
Mm-hmm.
And as we say here, at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Amen. So we say good night, everyone. Time appointed. Until then, shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Do the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.